Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, everybody? It is Love and Hip Hop After Show. Ratchet Mondays in the house. We got new panelists, but we got the same old drama. Let's get it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey.
It's all in me.
Anything you want,
baby.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Take it to church. Take it to church. Hey.
Everyone
is all in me.
Ratchet Monday.
Tonight is not Ratchet Monday.
It's not Ratchet
Empowerment.
Women's empowerment.
Empowerment.
Yes, we can.
Even with just one female on the panel.
Okay.
Yes.
We here. So feminists unite.
We out here.
Put your tampons together.
I'm playing. Excuse me?
What's up, everybody? You know what it is. Love and Hip Hop. You know how we do. We had to open the show because, you know, we wanted to show what...
He said tampons. That's funny.
We wanted to show what Jocelyn was trying to do.
Yeah. What she was trying to do.
Super failed
attempt. The intentions.
But she was trying to go for this video, why Whitney Houston and song failed miserably. So we just wanted to open up with that, you know. But I'm your host, Liv Gonzalez. As always, you can find me at The Poet Saint all day, every day. Next to me, you've seen her here before, and she's back for a little while, and we like it. It's Robin McSweeney with a V. What up?
Hey, everybody. Robin with the V here, holding it down for Chanae. I need you. I really need you this episode, this girl empowerment, you know. Holding it down for Chanae. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. And, you know, he's got a case of the Mondays, a.k.a. the hiccups.
I do.
But he's going to hold it down, ladies and gentlemen. It's Jimmy V.
What's going on? It's Jimmy with a V. you know, Twitter, Instagram, at Be Your Own Dad, all that good stuff. Go check the blog, BeYourOwnDad@blogspot.com.
Yeah. And of course, you know, with the always the level of insanity.
Right.
That you bring, never a dull moment with this dude. You know, it's Khalil Abubu.
Hey.
I feel you.
Khalil Boo Boo here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? AKA Every Woman. Mr. Feminine. All right, me on Twitter and Instagram.
That's right.
Oh.
Play my theme song.
Oh.
Who am I? Who am I?
Yes.
Say it again.
Yes.
Hey.
Yes.
You damn right.
Put the soul. Put the soul.
Hey, Sarah's business.
We all slaves to it, okay? Okay.
All right, so let's start the show.
Shout out to the chat room one time.
Always.
See you guys in there.
We love it. Always in there. So the show leaves off in the same fashion it ended, which was Jocelyn having this meeting that only had one participant, which was Jai. And she came with an attitude, which was funny.
Yeah.
And basically she said, you know, she came there because she wanted to talk to Jocelyn. And, you know, they obviously had beef in the past. When Jai first came on the show, she was kind of always at Jocelyn because she felt like Jocelyn was being
super
a little
shaded.
Fake.
Mm-hmm.
Because she went, what was the name she went by? What was her real name or whatever? But anyway, she was calling her, you know, by the other name, and Jocelyn was upset about that. She's like, oh, that's so-and-so. I remember her, the stripper, and da-da-da-da. We shared locker.
Oh, I do remember.
Yeah, you remember
I
that?
I know what you're talking about now. Yeah.
So ever since then, they had beef. And so now Dime is, you know, she's a new woman. You know, she's lost some weight. She feels like she's not, it seems, or appears, she's not about the drama that she's been in before.
So they all say.
You know, again, right. So they all say, but we see in the
previews. It sounds good.
Right. See the previews, it's not. But anyway, so they want to make up their differences. And Jocelyn's like, yeah, girl, because, you know, she had no friends. So she's like, yeah, girl, I need somebody. And so, you know, she basically says, okay, let's be in this video and try to recruit some more people.
Chanelica Bencourt.
There we go.
CC.
We love our live chat people.
Shout out to CC Free.
Love our live chat. Chanelica.
Chanelica.
Chanelica Bencourt.
Hey,
so
everybody go tweet Jocelyn right now. Chanelica. Go do it.
Hashtag hey Chanelica.
Hashtag Chanelica Bencourt.
Yeah. So how are you guys feeling about, because we see, you know, Jocelyn normally is a prominent figure in the series. And we don't see her as, I mean, we see kind of, we haven't seen her so much, you know, so far, a lot. Obviously, she's pregnant, and she's saying Stevie's the father, and that's kind of the thing. But I feel like because that's the only storyline for her, we don't see her that much. Mm. And they have so many other characters they're introducing, and their ratchetness and their ways.
Right.
What do you guys think?
I feel like the fact that Lovely Mimi is like, you know, I would love for you to introduce me to some other girls, and then the storyline is, that's when it hits, you know, that's when it hits her, like, actually, I don't have any friends. Maybe this Baby Daddy song that I did can be the point where I do the women empowerment. Or she goes, woman empowerment.
Yeah.
Empowerment.
Right.
I just feel like that was just kind of like, okay, so now they're trying to take her storyline to another level.
To a different
Because
different
you
want to
help Lovely Mimi in some aspect and introduce her to people. I just thought it was kind of like,
womp
womp.
Womp womp.
Wah.
So says our female panelist.
I'm just saying, because she reaching out to, I mean, they're not random. They're everyone that's on, you know,
the
payroll.
Sure, sure.
She reaching out to all of them.
All of them.
We're going to mend everything. It's just, I don't know, it's just hella scripted this episode for me.
Definitely, and that was actually a great comment. Jocelyn pretty much burned too many bridges, and that's exactly what happened. Like,
absolutely.
How do you call for backup when you did everybody wrong?
Everybody wrong.
So like, why would I go help you?
Right. And I feel like almost, I mean, I could, you know, might be shade, but I feel like because she did burn all those bridges and she doesn't have like the whole Stevie J situation, because remember, you know, with them,
that's all
always
she
something,
had.
Right?
Right, true.
And
true.
They had their own spinoff show. Now she doesn't have that. She comes in pregnant. She's not doing, I mean, she's wearing sneakers now. You know, she ain't even got heels. She had some Skechers on or something.
But do you guys really feel like she really gives a damn, or is it for the story? Because I feel
the story.
I feel like she really doesn't care. Like, she's a baddest bitch, right? So she don't care if she friends with people.
Definitely for the story. Outside of this, I don't.
I mean, it's
nobody
gross,
speaks
maybe,
to each other.
She knows.
Maybe we've seen, because we haven't seen
Patrick
her get into
boy.
A fight yet or cuss somebody out yet, and
we haven't seen. Wait, what? We haven't seen what?
Jocelyn.
Oh, Jocelyn. Oh,
she can't do that. She has. She's
pregnant.
A little.
Yeah.
Little
she's pregnant.
Thing in the oven.
She shouldn't be.
She's
at
good.
Least.
Bella.
Right.
So, hopefully, it's some type of growth. Well, if she acts like this, then she should stay pregnant the rest of her life.
That could be helpful.
I don't know.
No,
I mean,
it's not.
I mean, it's definitely
it's not
a thing. It's definitely different. Like, it's a different Jocelyn, I guess, so to speak. I mean, Jocelyn has these like high and low moments. Like, there's sometimes where she's super emotional. There's sometimes where she's just super ratchet. Mm-hmm. Like, she kind of goes all over the place. And right now, she's in mommy mode, and she's like, I'm female empowerment, and I want to do this.
Right.
But even though the song is like, I don't need my daddy. What was the song?
I don't need no daddy. Gamer
daddy.
Girl, she brought up a good point, too. Tommy did take her spot for being like the ratchetness of the show.
Somebody else said that.
You know what?
We got Tommy now. Jocelyn is over. Right. I completely
Maybe that's why Tommy's been so on a turn-up spree.
Maybe.
Because she's like, yo, Jocelyn's taking a back seat.
She said she wasn't trying to go to jail this year.
I mean, trying and
trying and doing two different things.
Exactly.
Because people testing her. They're testing her.
Yeah, they are. They are.
It's never her fault.
Like I said, it's Tommy, bitch.
We do see, just to move along, I mean, there's still drama. I love, she said women's empowerment like 89 times, just so you know.
Yeah,
but
that was her new, that's her new thing.
New thing. And so when we do see, you know, the people that do show up, the usual suspects. So we have Mama D, of course, is there. We see...
Speaking her wisdom in that
what
order.
She, say? She says the same thing over and over. Like, and I feel like that's her song or something. I can't remember what exactly she said, but it was like a line in her song.
It was.
Yeah. And then we see Dawn, who we haven't seen in a while.
I know.
Right?
Yeah. Which I was surprised to see her, too.
She didn't even look... The same.
She made up as everybody.
Well, everybody was pretty caked up in that. It was. That
Dawn
moment.
Looked like right. somebody else.
She did look like another person.
She was giving me kind of like Toni Braxton vibe.
Maybe it was,
like,
the hair? Auntie. Was it the hair? Maybe the hair?
No, it was.
Might have
Toni Braxton's like, auntie. Is that what you said?
No, Toni Braxton slash auntie.
Oh, like. I thought you said Toni Braxton's auntie. I was like, wow, okay. There we go.
That's a look too, though.
And then, so, you know, these are her quote-unquote old friends, and then a new friend she has. She has lovely Mimi come through, of course, like a tornado, as always.
Yeah.
And so this is where the drama ensues, and this is why Jocelyn keeps going, women's environment, women's environment, because lovely Mimi ends up getting information prior from Mariah that Mariah's smashing shooter, who is, what's her name?
Sierra's husband.
Sierra's husband.
This story.
And how did she become from like this innocent shit when we,
for
when
real.
First, to a when they first introduced us to Mariah, she was this innocent, like, oh, she used to do my eyebrows. And
oh,
she,
I work at the salon.
And, you know, I brought in lovely Mimi to give a good vibe. And then all of a sudden, like, y'all be smashing bitches' husbands and all kind of stuff. It's just kind of like, who are you? Who sent you?
Well, it was almost like she was doing that.
I seen the opportunity, right. So I was like, why not?
And then supposedly she has like multiple people on her payroll or
right
or just excuse me, one source. She's getting the payroll from right just one source. Yeah, that's
you're not
crazy.
A boss if you're selling your box.
Yeah, but you begging that one source heavily
to give you money.
If you have multiples, you didn't have to ask them for $7,000. You could ask them for 10, 15 here, ask your other.
Let me tell you, we weren't going to get there yet, but since you brought it up, that whole situation with I'm opening up a club and you're at the warehouse, looks like a tough shed or something like that, non-built barn, and you're talking about opening up a club and you have no money. And you're like, oh, I'm waiting for my investor. And then in walks the guy that you're basically blackmailing.
Yeah.
I mean, realistically. Yeah, and saying, so here's my investor and I need, you know, $7,000. Here's the list of things that I need, and it's $7,000 or $70,000, excuse me. And I'm like, how do you think that this is going to work? And her whole thing is that she's like, you know, if you don't
I'm dangling the secret over you.
Exactly. Yeah. If you don't say anything. And
she's
was like
childish.
And she looks really young.
She
one.
Does.
She looks super young. And
looks younger than me, and I'm 25.
Yeah, she looks. What she looks
you
super
don't
young.
Look, I didn't know that.
I don't look 25.
You didn't know that.
I don't look 25.
No. Yeah, you do look 25. What's the hiccups? Are gone. Healed in the name.
Right, I think so. Yeah.
He almost didn't want to do the panel,
it
y'all.
I actually
because
it
of his hiccups. Because
I was sounding like an episode of SpongeBob, right? With the whole hiccups, you know. So I was going to let my panel hold it down. But we out here.
I knew it was going to work. I had faith. Faith.
Wait.
Yes.
Are we on topic? Do we need to go back to something?
Is
still
this
have
show
a lot
on
to
topic?
Right.
Is this
no.
a show about?
You know, the whole meetup with Mariah and Shooter was just so overproduced, so overscripted, so
agreed.
You talking about? You talking about the club Tough Shed meet?
No. The one they showed
parking
before
lot.
That.
Oh, he left beforehand. His Honda CRV before. Lights on the entire scene, and nobody, not production, not
nobody
the PA,
gonna tell
not
him.
The
to turn off
guy.
His lights to
nobody
save that
said,
battery.
Hey, bruh, you might want to cut your lights off because
maybe they needed the light for the scene.
They definitely did.
They may have needed the light, you know,
they
as
had a
well.
Generator in the battery.
And
what did he have?
More to this fact that this shit is fake.
Yes.
Why did he have
nobody leaves the lights on that long, bro?
Long time. Long time. Are you talking about when he comes up and they all three meet?
Yeah.
Oh, so she was there. All like, yes.
Yeah.
You not going to tell her y'all part?
Production gave her a ride because
that was the production band
she
for
doesn't
sure.
have enough money to get her own shit or whatever.
Well, all
or
her maybe sources.
Like, maybe like that was just a really creepy Uber. Well, who knows?
No, that was a production
the all white
band.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yo, okay, so it was all bad because it was like it went
it
from
just
the lovely.
Like they were all acting.
Yeah,
I don't know.
The lovely Mimi tells Sierra basically, she's like, oh, I got this secret. First of all, they're not even beefing at first. Mm. And she's just like, yeah, you know, da, 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 da. Oh, no, I'm good. And they're like, okay, cool.
I'm good.
You
know, I'm whatever. Drifting 15,000. Whatever. The boss that I am, I can apologize. Exactly. That is just like so unhumbling. Like Kendrick Lamar's track came out and I was just kind of like, sit down.
Please. Everybody knows if you got to talk about how much money you got on, you ain't got money.
Exactly.
It's that nouveau riche. Like, you haven't had it before.
Exactly. So, yeah, Lovely Mimi tells Sierra basically that her husband is smashing Mariah. Mm. And so, you know, because you can't keep the secret, of course. Which,
can't.
Come on now. No one can keep secrets here. And so this then she's like,
it wasn't a secret the moment she told her in front of the cameras.
Pretty much. Right. Pretty much. And then so we see Sierra like, oh, no, what you talking about? Da, da, da. Then they start beefing. They don't do anything, but then she leaves because now she can't be in the women's empowerment, you know, video.
She's going to be boiling.
Because, yeah, she's going to be mad and it's going to look bad. It's going to make
it's going to look like 12,000 instead of 15.
Exactly. Pretty much.
You can't have that. You just can't
have that at all.
So then price is dropping. Yeah,
she storms out and that's when she hits up. Hey. My thing is like, okay, when that scene happens, she hits up Shooter. Okay, I can see her hitting up Shooter to come there. She don't go to him.
That makes sense.
But he comes there. Okay, whatever. So he comes there in the Honda CR-V.
In the nick of time.
Right, in the nick of time. In the Honda CR-V. And then I still didn't understand how Mariah just magically showed up.
I think she was texting both of them.
She was texting both of them?
She said she got a 911 emergency.
Oh, she did. Okay.
She said, I need to hit them both.
That's exactly what happened.
So they all both showed up at the same time. And she came in the production Uber van. And so they all are there together. Mm-hmm. And then so, wait, oh no. But first, hold on. Wait. She didn't have come yet. Because she does talk to him first by themselves. They talk by themselves.
Uber hadn't got
there. Yeah, exactly. Uber hadn't got there. And so, production's like, wait, hold on.
wait.
They need a little moment. Three, and then we'll fly in Mariah. Right,
exactly. Go. So they're talking, and then so she's kind of coming at her, like, do you smashing her? And da-da-da-da, and I can't believe this, and all this kind of stuff. And he's like, well, you know, I mean, you know, it wasn't like that.
He didn't have much to say. Then he's like, do you want to hear my side? Like, it's not really much of your
what
side.
What happened was, so that part, and then that's when Mariah magically shows
that's
up.
That's when
she shows up, and then it's all bad, because now she comes out like, girl, you spent, and then she looked like she's surprised, but that hit, it was coming for her. That was like,
I don't think she connected, though.
No, she didn't.
She didn't connect, but it was close.
But it was close, because she was talking, and it looked like a fly, like, you know, you like, get away from me, B, like, or something.
Well, because one, you're not even addressing Sierra.
Mm-hmm.
You come and you're mad at Shooter, right? Because at the time, Shooter thought...
Let's get the woman's perspective
Shooter
on this.
Shooter thought Mariah said something. Mariah thought Shooter said something. Let's address this. They knew nothing about how this got out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So she comes and she's mad at Shooter, not addressing Sierra for the trifling... the trifling act in itself. She's mad at Shooter. That's the weird part to me. You're not... You have no remorse... In front of Sierra, at least. Mm-hmm. We know you don't have remorse because you was smashing her head.
Of course.
And I'm just saying, you're not going
to
pretend.
To get money, now that we know. It's like, it was strictly to get money.
And now you're just making yourself look worse by saying, like, yeah, tell her how much money you gave me. And it's all in my savings account. And blah, blah, blah. I was just kind of like, I would have mollywopped her.
If it's all in her savings account, why is she need an investor? Yeah. Now she got money.
She didn't get 70.
Well, she don't have 70.
She didn't get
70.
She
didn't
get
70.
She
got
15.
She might be 1,000.
She only got a... Uber ride back home.
Right. Because she doesn't even have a car. Okay.
It was probably the surge prices. They'll get you.
The surge price?
You know what? It was probably Lyft, actually.
It may have been. But so the reason why they were smashing is because Sierra told her to take Shooter home when he was drunk one time.
Oh, that's how it started.
That's what she said to Lovely Mimi.
To Lovely Mimi, right. And then, therefore, then it continued.
And then he was like, if I'm going to put you on to this, you know, you got to pay me back somehow.
Right.
I'm trying to get my swerve on. Skr-skr!
Yeah. And all these guys, and then we find out, you know, because Sierra's mad, because not only is he smashing old girl, but she's mad because she's been dealing with his baby mamas and other babies.
That's right.
So there's
a lot. Damn, Shooter.
So there's a lot.
You shooting everywhere, huh?
But again,
they don't call me shooter for no reason. Pew, pew. No.
My question,
you know what I'm saying?
One shot, one kill. What's the deal?
What's the deal? I never miss.
Wait, you got, wait, hold on. Here it comes. We got Shooter and Peter Guns.
Oh! Pew, pew, pew.
Loving hip hop.
And both got kids.
Yeah, that'd be shooting.
A gang of them.
Shooting I don't all know over the what place. kind of vajayjay you think you have where you deserve 70 racks from your boss's husband.
Well, at least she has self-worth, okay?
No, that's what I'm saying.
At least
that's
she...
That's what y'all call it?
If the rest of the world walked around with the same confidence these loving hip-hop women be having...
It'd be a lot of toothless women walking around these streets. I'll tell you that much.
Well, she didn't get the 70 racks, obviously. So she probably got the Monopoly money he gave her on one scene. That fake money. That money was so fake. Oh my gosh.
I got this for you. Who does the writing on this bullshit, man? Come on.
I don't know. It's getting sloppy. It's getting sloppy, guys.
Wait, does anyone know? Okay, so we know what Sierra does. She's a boss.
Right.
What does her husband do?
He's a shooter.
He's shooting behind the camera.
Is he in the music business?
No.
He's a shooter.
He's a sealed weapon.
Oh.
And he does the shooting for the boss people.
He gets paid
every time he hits a target.
See, we can make up storylines here too. We can have our own show. I'm just saying.
Right, shooter.
She keeps talking all this, man.
You gonna shoot her?
No.
You gonna shoot her?
I need you to be my shooter, all right? I'm gonna give you this Monopoly money quick. Go do your thing.
We're gonna hug it up. All right, okay, so
Bounty Hunter. Okay,
off that, we see Stevie J trying to get his family together. So I feel like we don't see any Stevie and Jocelyn except for that one time when they look like they were the OK Corral. And they sat down. So now they have kind of separate storylines. We see Stevie with his daughter Savannah. That's the one that kind of crashed his apartment with her friend and dog and stuff like that. The one with the door that was jamming. Okay. So then he pulls up to this illustrious house. basically it's my friend's
Wayne
crib.
Enterprises mansion.
Right, exactly. My friend, I left something. Okay, and I got to go get it.
I left my keys.
Right. And so goes in there. And then magically there's his other daughter, Sade. Sade. Okay.
Yeah. Kind of like the singer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you just pronounce that Sade all the time.
Ooh, the operator. Oh, like that one? Okay. So, Sade, excuse me. Jeez.
No, it's okay.
She's there.
No, it's okay.
So she's there, and so you find out, like, this is our house. We're going to be living here, and who else is going to live here? And I love it. It's like, who else is going
to
be here?
He's like, my friend. It's my friend's house. You left the door open for me.
Yeah, exactly. So, but this all comes to
That's
talk.
That's the good guy.
Right. It all is a setup to talk about what they really want to get to, which is his other son, Dorian, who basically put out this diss record about him not being a good father. Essentially. And Stevie's issue was that he stole equipment from him and kind of distanced himself from him after that happened, and was even on, and we saw footage that he was on the Breakfast Club and he was talking about the situation, you know, after that came out, all of that. So we see that, you know, they're trying to make amends, and so they meet up at the pool hall. And, you know, they kind of talk it out. I mean, this was actually the realest scene, probably all season.
Mm-hmm. All series, matter of fact.
All series?
I don't know about all series.
Because, I think there was real scene when we see Rashida. When Rashida got that news, I thought that was real.
No, because even on social media, everybody was like, her reaction would have not been, oh, you better get out of here before I throw this plate at you.
No, not that scene. I'm talking about when Carly Rae told her. About him.
She broke down.
Or even when she was just talking to I forgot her name just now. Waka's wife.
Tammy.
Yeah, that was a real moment.
I loved how much like Stevie J's son was like the spitting image.
Yeah, when they kept going back and forth, I just kept looking at them. I'm like mouth to mouth, nose to nose.
Right.
And that even the way they talk.
Mannerisms. Yeah, mannerisms very similar.
Like, the way they talk. Spitting image.
Right.
So now, that was cool. I like that.
I don't have a dad, but is it considered stealing? since
yes, if it's not, if you're not entitled to just get.
I don't steal from my mama.
Okay, then
that's the same thing. So right? Same thing. Like
okay,
that.
Wait. So you're saying if your mom got $20 in her purse, you take that money. That's not stealing from your mama.
But that's money. This is equipment.
Equipment is money.
Probably at the studio.
Equipment is money.
You know how mad my mama was when I ate her lunch? Okay. She said that was stealing.
My fault. Okay.
Yeah, it's not community property. I mean, now if you all live in the same house
and then you don't even know about it. But you don't know about it. And it's gone. Like if you're using it, it's one thing. But you take it, it's gone.
And I don't know who took it.
You didn't know about it, and he took it. You say your son took it, but he didn't tell you. He didn't get permission.
You just steal, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
I'd feel some type of way.
Right, right.
Or be like, I'm going to bring it back, and then we could talk. But it doesn't sound like it got returned.
No. No, well, or,
he wouldn't still be saying stole.
Stole. Well, yeah. Regardless, the situation happened. He was upset. They made amends. And you feel that that was genuine. I mean, I felt it was genuine. I mean, it was something. I mean, I don't necessarily agree that they haven't talked at all. Like, I think that they've probably talked prior to this. But I think it was something that maybe they could get out and be said. And he was talking about his grandson being 2 years old.
Yep.
All this kind
of
stuff.
Which was actually dope. They brought up a few topics that a lot of people can relate to. Because Stevie J was like, look, I was out getting bread for the fam. You know, he thought that was most important. But then you flip the script. He's like, true, but I needed you to teach me this, blah, blah, blah. And I know a lot of people go through that same thing. So.
Sure.
You did one good thing loving hip hop.
One. They try to give it to like one episode, like one scene episode.
Let's get this good shit there. All right, now let's get this bullshit back.
All the rest of it. Speaking of, Five Heartbeats meets up with Cena. His baby mom.
Mouthing before the
ex. Right. I cannot. Right.
Frankie it's Lyman.
Going down.
Frankie Lyman meets up with why do they fall in love? This brother right here. He meets up with one of his baby mama, Cena, who we've seen previously on Love & Hip Hop.
Yep.
He basically wants to talk to her because in the last episode when he had his sit down with Rod and the other two girlfriends of Rod, and he was like, yeah, Jasmine. I mean, it was a Jasmine. Her name started with a J.
And she looked
she kind of
smashing hella bras.
Her kneecaps kind of similar to yours. So, I mean, I'm just saying, like, that just was bad. But in all of that, I think Rod, wanting to kind of hurt him, was like, yeah, so, you know, actually, you know, I was talking to Cena about you. And we were kind of discussing
it worked.
That.
So, yeah. He took the bait.
Of course he did. So he goes over there, he talks to her, and he's like, yeah, so, you know, want to see my little girls.
When the last time he saw them before that?
I don't know.
Because you heard something from Rod, and then you decided you want to see your
one of them
girls.
Didn't want to go with
she
him.
Was not here for it.
Yeah, she was not. Like, you don't want to go with me?
And then the one on his lap, he was like, you want to play? She was like,
I don't know.
Like,
she probably didn't they probably didn't recognize him. Because
with the hair.
I'm just saying.
It changes every week.
That's what
it's
I'm
hard
thinking.
Hard to keep up, like, boy.
So
he had the same Jimmy Neutron.
Straight up, though.
Nickelodeon show reference tonight.
So. Holding it down. So he's talking to Cena, and basically he's like, yo, so, you know, I was talking to him, and Rod was telling me, like, y'all was, you know, seeing each other. Like, what's up with that? And she's just, it was almost like she knew he was coming over. It's like, here we go. I'm ready to tell you. So we kind of been seeing each other. And then he, like, goes off, like, what? You was
in it. She said we dating.
She said
kind of dating.
Rod, you she are said kind, one bad man pajama, okay?
Quotes I have here. Kind of dating.
Whatever.
Which I don't know what that means. I really want to know.
I think she was low-key just throwing that out there.
What would you say kind of dating is?
Like, they probably make it now.
Make it.
He's same thing as regular dating.
She's smashed.
You think smash?
Telling you? Is that what it is?
But I don't think it's true. Like, I think she just said that to piss him off. Like, I don't think...
I was thinking she said that to piss him off because she was smiling the whole time. Right. Like she was like, "Boy, bye, go somewhere." Yeah.
You
like,
with extra your, right
with
now.
Your double standards. You ain't nobody worried about you.
Somebody in the group chat said Rob gonna start his own Charlie's Angels,
the Taz Angels, wasn't it? He said reminds me of old boy from Taz Angels.
Yeah, that's how it started.
Sounds about it. Yeah.
Bing Rames. Wow, oh. They clouded. Okay. They clouded.
You guys,
want some eggs?
Want some eggs?
So wait,
baby boy,
do you guys really think
dumb motherfucker
that Cena? Oh.
You remember that part?
Yes.
All of that.
I just go you see you,
yo, Thundercats out here.
All right, then sorry. He kissed them.
Bread butt. Yeah.
That movie's classic, boy.
No, it was classic. Hold on. Miss V has something to say. What you saying?
You were saying.
I don't remember.
Oh, you don't.
Oh, I think I was just gonna ask you guys out of you guys, if you thought Cena was for real. Like,
about what?
Smashing Rod, or kind of dating Rod, or whatever.
I mean, I think they fooled. I don't think they're actually like...
I don't think they're official, but
yeah,
no.
They're not
did
official.
Did he smash? Probably.
I think they go to
they're
brunch on Sundays.
But it seems like he's always with either Jasmine or the other one. Right?
That's what we see. Right.
Holding babies that ain't his.
Yeah, just taking them like...
So what's going to happen now?
All right.
I mean, her bottle. You know, I'm just saying, hold on, let me get her bottle. You know, like, come on, Rod. You don't be holding no babies. Like, no, I think he's whatever. What is he? Went to jail for? I mean, he's a hustler. He's a... You know,
no, hustler is not the word.
Well, okay, sorry, scammer. My bad. Well, like, thank you for the correction.
Okay.
I mean hustler in a bad way, but
so,
yeah, scammer.
So is it safe to say he's got three chicks now?
No,
he probably has more. Like, come on, like those are the three that we know. And
he's got the two. He's having got a fun on the side.
Really,
he's getting a house with the two. They're getting a home.
Rod's Angels.
Rod's Angels. Yeah.
I think the whole Cena thing was. I think there's some truth into them fooling around, like or whatever. Because honestly, if you have two girlfriends, come on, you can't expect him to like. Okay, it's just y'all two. Like that's not gonna happen.
That's fair.
That's a lot of energy for two girlfriends.
No, but I'm saying if you're not gonna be happy with just one,
yeah,
I see your point.
You see what I'm saying?
Oh, so but
how much time
how
can
far
you
go?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You see the sister wives?
That's why they right.
You see
yeah.
what I'm saying? Like it's like, oh well, if I can have two, then I can have three, or I can
that's
have.
Exhausting.
Let me have five if that's the case.
I agree with you.
That
I'll deal
to
with
be
you
very
on
exhausting.
Monday. I'll deal with you on Tuesday. I'll deal with you on Wednesday, Thursday, right. Friday.
Yeah. It'll never work out like that.
It's hard having an ex.
Oh,
I don't know how you have three current.
It don't ever work out like that.
I know.
Because they all mess up at the
change
same time.
Change the game. Mr. Playboy Mansion. What's his name?
Hugh Hefner.
Yes, he changed the game on these people. He could because that's what he was doing up in the mansion.
Yeah, that was old school.
He moved them in, too. They were well taken care of. They were on salary. Like,
yeah. Rod's Angels.
What you think Rod's doing?
He's going to get a website. He's going to get a magazine.
Well, I mean, these
come on now. Toys.
She's stupid.
Rod's Angels, baby. I want a piece. That's all I'm something. Saying.
My thing
marketing
is.
Marketing right here.
He, like I said, going back to what I said, I think that he touched, you know, they smashed, fool, whatever you want to call it. They're not together. But the whole point was, I feel like, she was saying that, and she didn't care what Jock thought, because Jock has done that to her ample times. Even himself, like he remember was it last season or season before last when he's like, "Oh yeah, we had the one girl he was dating, and she didn't like all her baby mamas that they was all cool."
What's her name?
All together, yeah, what have you? You see what I'm saying? And it's like you can't like that's one of the things that I think is an issue with this show is it's like when the guys do it. It's cool.
The double standard
the
is super real.
It, yeah, it's like
I mean the Rod thing. What if it was a chick that had two dudes in one household?
That's what I'm
like,
saying.
That would
That's
not.
That's what I'm saying.
That would not.
It
fly
wouldn't fly.
At all.
No, it's the same
and
thing.
Y'all would have nothing but mean things to say about that female.
We're saying mean things about him.
Right. Y'all would really drag her.
Wait, hold on.
I'm just saying y'all would drag her.
No, everybody's getting we're exposing everybody.
Okay. Exactly.
Like even when Guns would talk about like
who do I not go at?
Right. We go at everybody. Equal opportunity.
Right.
You get all of this work. Everybody's getting this work. I'm just saying. Like come on, like you act like you don't know.
Nah, we could go off on the females, though.
all right, fine, whatever. I'm just saying. Anyway. That really irritates me, the double standards on this in it, life.
And that's what I was, the point I was making is that I agree. I think it's wrong that there is a lot of double standards. I mean, and it seems to be with the guys, it's they get away with it, and then the girls all, you this and that.
Because not once did he bring up Tommy and Carly Rae
exactly,
while he's going off on Cena.
Right.
Not once.
Right. And she and he probably is on that too. Let's keep it all the way real.
You know, late night.
It could happen.
You know,
it could happen because remember when
I'm gonna come over to see the twins,
right? When she was on the,
I'm gonna show you some twins.
Oh gosh, I need you to braid my hair. I need a new relaxer.
I need you to line me up.
Oh my gosh. Oh man, yo. So okay, so this is the thing.
All right. Wait.
This is what's happening.
All right. So, with John, we didn't see. There's a lot we didn't see this particular episode. We didn't see anything with Scrappy. We didn't see anything in that whole situation.
With Tammy and Waka.
We didn't see the Kirk Rashida. They gave us a break on that. So I feel like there's a lot that they're giving us so many characters and so many storylines. For whatever reason, I feel like I wanted to kind of do this segment. I was thinking about this.
Ooh,
where
okay.
Who what do you think is expendable? Like, basically, who
in
do you
show?
Think in the show is
you
has no
killed
place?
Off? Like, get voted off the island?
Right.
Okay.
And I wrote down, I'll start off, and okay. I wrote down, and I can't see where I wrote
scrappy.
It down at. No, it wasn't a little scrappy. It was, oh my gosh. It's the girl that is everywhere, but no one, the bartender, she's
Melissa.
The, thank you.
It is. He can't stand Melissa.
Melissa, I put it here,
I
Melissa
like
is
her.
Irrelevant.
She's got nothing there.
Yeah, there's nothing attached.
That's Mimi's friend, Jocelyn's friend.
She's everybody's friend. She's at
the
bar. Shoot.
Like,
right,
she's
yeah.
pouring the drinks. She is, it's like, what are you doing?
You know who
but
she
she's also,
reminds me of? The, what's her name's friend? Kay Michelle's best friend.
Yes.
What's her name?
I know you. Arian.
Yes.
Arian. Yes.
She had nothing to do
yeah,
the
with
whole
anything,
time.
If anything,
was stalking Kay Michelle
right.
up in New York and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were all, but they were all cool. They were all cool for a moment. She is Mimi's friend, but mm-hmm. regardless, I feel like Melissa is. What are you doing?
Well,
what are you doing?
See, with that, you got.
She's the neutral.
Yeah, you got to now. You got to quantify what it means to be an important character. Cause like I didn't even consider her in my list of people.
He said, "Who is that?"
Go. Exactly. I didn't know she had a name until right now. I'm gonna be real with you. Okay. So, yeah.
You know what? So
we gotta figure out what it means to be an important character, and then like then which ones could go.
Okay.
I'm gonna go ahead and say my couple. These two people ain't got nothing to do, and that's Mama D and what's his name?
Ernie.
Ernie.
Who the fuck is Ernie? All right. They can go.
That's going to be a sound.
They can go.
I agree with that. I like Melissa.
But Mama D ain't going to go nowhere because Mama D is entertaining.
She is entertaining.
She ain't going nowhere.
She's not going anywhere. And to be honest, I like
Mama
D.
That's the reason Scrap is still here.
Right.
Because Mama D is the captain of that ship.
So yeah, Mama D leads down to Scrap. Scrap leads down to
Bambi.
The Bam.
Right.
But the Bam's gone, so we gonna reverse this way.
Right.
To actually, who's he? He's
nobody.
Oh, wait, it's coming.
It's
not it then.
Well, they tried to fake us out with that acting chick.
I know. I was like, hell no.
I was mad at that. I was like, come on, that was weak. Yeah. But I feel like there's some connection. I feel like Melissa, there's no connection for her. She's like a
supposedly doing something with Mimi. Like,
they were dating.
Oh, everybody keeps asking about Mimi.
Yeah, they was dating, right?
Mimi's relationship, but you know, we just keep
toy.
It on the
that's
low.
That's her little toy, candy toy.
I don't know.
Why can't that be her significant other?
Because she ain't.
Why
claiming
she gotta be a toy?
Why she gotta be?
Because I don't think it's. I don't think it's
don't
like
think it's
super.
Real? You don't think. Love and hip hop is real.
No, it's not. You're breaking things in the studio.
Reality television.
I don't think it's official. It's not official, so it's kind of like kind of dating, right?
Kind of dating.
I'm just
kinda
saying.
Kind of dating.
Like, I let her, just like, you know, take care together. Of me when I need it. Yeah. And at the end of the
just
day.
Just like we're kind of doing an after show.
Basically.
We're definitely doing an after show.
But I thought I heard, like, Tommy. I thought I heard Tommy got the boot or the axe or something. That was, like, the word on the street.
Nah. That Tommy got the boot, like, she's not on the not going to
yeah,
be on
like
the show anymore?
Yeah, like, they fired her because she was a threat or something.
Mm. Oh. But she's, like, the most, like, legit, I feel
right.
like.
She's the Jocelyn
need her.
Of the season.
She's the glue. She's the glue.
And she's not, because remember in the preview, she's opening up a winery. And remember? She's opened up a winery. And,
the wino is opening up
like
a winery.
That makes a lot of sense. That's like having a crackhead sell crack. Like, you know your crack, right? So you know what's high grade.
High grade?
What's low grade? I don't know. I don't know the terms.
I would say, I kind of want to say Carly Red, but she is the drama that we need for the show,
she's
too.
Definitely. And she's
so
comic
many
relief.
Girls that's not needed.
Yeah.
I won't even call them characters. I call them extras.
Extras.
I would put Melissa in that.
You'll put Melissa. I just feel like it's just whenever I see her, I'm like,
you're
what are
giving
you
giving her a chance.
A chance to do what?
To shine.
She's doing to shine.
To blossom. To blossom into her true calling.
What is her
and
true calling?
Storyline. We don't know
exactly.
yet.
Exactly. That's
it's
why
coming.
It's like, why is she
it's
there?
It's coming.
But why does she have so many jobs, though? She's like, she helps out.
She owns a couple of bars.
Okay.
Hey, you got to hustle.
Okay, man. She owns a couple of bars.
Because not everybody can be fucking somebody's husband.
She's like the calmest
check. You know
one.
What I'm saying? You got to go out
so she
and you got to make your own way.
But look at what she does. She owns a bar. She works at video
one.
Shoots. She
does not. She was just there for
support
there?
She
and
was there
to
for
bring
support.
All the girls. She was
I thought she was
her.
Working. She looked like she was working to me.
No,
maybe she wanted.
I think she's
and then she's a promoter. And then she's a promoter.
An
remember,
business
is that what it is?
Besides,
Diddy
actually,
got a bunch of jobs.
Rashida's got her right. established store.
Okay,
Carly Red's doing a whole bunch of different things. But like, I mean, as far as an established, like, I think she's there to promote her bar, definitely. But it's like the meeting place where everybody can go to.
So
do
it's almost
action.
Like
production
she's
there. Gets
the film. I feel like she's
like
the Dr. Phyllis.
That's what it is.
She's the Dr. Phyllis of the group. You know, they come, have a drink, tell her their problems.
She's
the one that works to get everyone together.
Right. Her place is like Cheers.
She's a Dr. Phyllis. Yes.
Yeah. Everybody knows
and
your
everyone
name.
Needs that. Everyone needs that. Mm. When you have full of drama.
And I bet production was like, we need a location that we don't want to pay for. Hey, would you like to be on the show?
Yeah.
Sure,
on the show.
Yeah, okay,
sure.
Why not?
I'll do that.
Exactly. I'm sure business is booming.
I don't know. I just feel like I'm just, every time I see her, I'm like, there's nothing, you're not bringing anything to the table.
Why
but I guess she could be she's a neutral party. You need
she's
somebody
super
that's
neutral.
Like,
that's
you know,
what she
that,
brings to the table.
The neutral.
Neutrality.
Neutrality.
Even your call got neutral.
Yeah.
I can't.
I see what you did there, buddy.
Okay. Yeah, Josh, can you put on our news and gossip music, please?
AfterBuzz TV News.
Okay, we don't have any news. I just wanted to.
I was sitting here like, wait, what news and gossip?
I was about to say, y'all know something that I don't know? That was a good one.
Well, look, I'm over here. That I'm over here
well
looking too. I'm like,
sir. Oh, did he get you?
I was like, wait.
He got me.
I just like this music because we do our quotables to it. So I just wanted to do the music. So I'll start. My quotable is from.
Don't steal the one I'm doing.
That's
on mine.
Here. How are you gonna look at my notes and be like, that's mine?
Look, it's right here. You see?
Okay, you go ahead and say your quote. Go ahead. Because I got a few of them.
So my quotable is when Lovely Mimi... Wait, Lovely Mimi said it.
Oh my gosh, you don't even know what I was about to say.
Well, this is what I'm about to say.
Go ahead.
When Mariah went from Mariah to Ho-Riah. Mariah to Ho-Riah, that's fine.
You said it all messed up.
No, you got to
like you ruined
you
it.
You got to execute. You got to.
Oh, my
okay,
gosh,
I'm sorry,
man.
Sorry. Go,
you,
go,
you
go,
knew,
go.
You knew. You got to work it up. You got to okay, do better it. Next week.
All right.
So she stole mine, messed it up.
No, do it. Okay. Over.
No, it's cool. Please. No, it's been done. We only have so much on this music.
This thing loops for 18 minutes. You're good.
I have a couple, but if I had to choose one, I think
wait.
My one
wait.
Is
for, let me say that one.
That's the one I was about to say.
No. Stealing quotes. Like, come on.
Let me say that one.
All right. Okay. And then my other one comes from Young Jock. When he got mad, he got serious. and you can see the sweat drying out the perm. And my man was like, have him around my kids and see what I do.
Nobody believe that. Nobody believe that.
Then he faded away. Oh, my gosh.
All right,
oh, man.
Mine is coming from the one and only shooter.
Shooter out here.
This is the best thing to say when everything starts to go wrong. I made a mistake.
Oh, there you go. Oh.
That was literally all he could say, too.
That's all he could say.
Well, my thing is, he was just buying his time, you know.
Until Mariah showed up.
Right, basically. Because he was like, it's all over now. Just tell it. Just go ahead. I think he was really tired of giving her money. Because, you know, there's only so many places you can get Monopoly playing boards. Because they don't really sell them that much anymore. So to get the money, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a shortage.
No,
it's
now Monopoly got credit cards.
They swipe it out. All right, let's get into predictions. Let's do it.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
The baby's not Stevie's.
Speaking of, we didn't mention this, but Stevie did go to get the DNA test. Looked like he was frightened or something.
That coat.
It was cool.
But he looked frightened when he was getting his cheeks swabbed. Yeah.
And he's like, how long do I have to wait to find out?
Seven to ten business days.
His face was like, Oh, okay.
It's Saturday.
I feel like he wants to be the father.
I mean, we all know it's his kid.
Well, we know that, but I'm just saying, in that moment.
Okay, side note. He keeps talking about, what's they're calling the baby?
Bonnie Bella.
Bonnie, okay. So it said, oh, and he keeps saying when he's talking about the house, he's in, possibly Bonnie. And then when he's talking to his son, you know, he's like, yeah, I got it. And possibly Bonnie. Like, yeah, they bring it up. But what about his child with Mimi?
She's here already.
I know, but I'm saying he doesn't bring. He was lame. He was listing his kids and didn't even mention her. I felt some kind of way about that.
Does he have another child that's close in the same age as
I think
it'd be her. Because
right now she's the baby.
Mimi's daughter. Okay. Yeah.
I know her Eva. Name.
Yes. Eva. Thank Eva. You. Eva.
Who's this? Y'all got me remembering.
Very cute.
Yeah.
She's a cute little
girl. I don't know. But anyway, you're saying the baby's
also, I think
not
Mimi
his?
No. Don't want her around.
It's not
his.
I bet. No. Yo, Mimi must be like, what? Imagine how Mimi's feeling.
About?
You got a baby with Jocelyn. Jocelyn came and messed up their whole thing that they had.
The whole situation
going on. Yeah, now you got to
mess up the whole bus.
That's right. Yeah, there it is.
It's going to be around for a while.
So what do you...
The rest of your
life. What do you think? You think the baby's his? Jimmy?
I'll tell you what. I'll make you a bet, all right?
Bet.
If the baby says you owe me $100, all right?
Y'all can find me on
you
Venmo.
You owe me $100.
I'm not making that bet.
If the baby's his, Venmo me the money. If it's not his, Venmo me the money.
You just need to pay me. You sound like Mariah. baby's his. I need $70,000.
I think it's his.
You think it's his?
Yeah. That's sleazy.
Why are we guessing this? We know.
But
wait, we know.
Yeah,
it's on
here.
Yeah, what's your? I don't follow this shit outside the show.
I only be loving hip hop for 2 hours.
I'm ready to leave so I can watch Better Call Saul.
I'm so mad.
Oh man, well, we do see. I mean, in the previews, they did show us. My boy Flocka. Yeah, we see Flocka with his mom and trying to get some advice. Because he's still trying to, you know, get back with her. She's not having it at all, it appears. Last time they kind of linked up. Didn't she put him in a doghouse or something? Like, you out there with the dogs, you know? And so we see that actually he's talking to her daughter.
Charlie.
Which is the first time they're actually showing her.
Yeah, they showed her like bits and pieces here and there.
Back in the day.
This is the most that we've seen of her. And I think it's interesting that he's like, oh, you got to help me. So I'm actually interested to see how that unfolds with him, you know, what he's going to do. Is he going to try to, you know, whatever.
Think of some plan.
To get her back. But I'm interested
in
seeing
how that
goes.
That's the thing is when you're married, it's not that easy to like just
give
up.
They're not married.
Tammy and Waka?
They're not married.
Oh, I could have sworn they were married.
Now they're married, so
this is probably the...
sworn they were married, too.
They were,
are they married?
Yeah. Are you sure? I could have sworn they were married.
Yeah.
I didn't think that they were married.
I thought they were. I
thought they was shacking up.
I'm pretty.
No, I think no? They're married.
Yes, they're married. Because, yeah, one of those seasons, they went to the courthouse and it was raining or something like mm-hmm. that one.
Oh, okay. Okay. My bad. My bad.
You can't just throw away a marriage.
It was what I was trying to say. It's not that, oh, okay. It's not that not easy, that as easy. We see with Rashida and Kirk. And right. that needs to be deaded.
Mm-hmm. What you know about marriage?
Nothing yet, but I can. I know a lot of married people, and like you ride for it.
Yeah. Try to put on blast. What makes you qualified, young lady?
Look, I mean, I'm not far from it.
Oh, what you got there?
I'm not far from it.
Okay. As she's saying it.
Throwing
it out. Oh!
So,
no.
Well, it's time to wrap. Yep. So, I'm sick
of
this
shit.
That's
my cue.
Till next week, y'all be real. I appreciate y'all in the live chat. Play the music! Play the music!
Yeah, from executive producer.
Man, we're gonna let him hijack your show.
You know what I'm saying?
You
know what I like?
What you gonna do? You better do something.
Let me be hijacking my words. Oh my
it's
god!
Real.
You just want to see Better Call Saul. That's
you
all
damn
you
right. Mean. You damn right.
We'll do no after some of that.
No.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
We do.
Yeah.
He's just saying it loud on the panel.
Yeah, I was too ghetto.
Nah, you stay with Love and Hip Hop. You pay towards your lane.
You stay over there.
Oh man, what's up, y'all? You know what it is. It's your boy Liv Gonzalez. And that's been our show. We want to thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you to everybody in the live chat. We appreciate it.
The chat room was lit.
Always. Find me at the Poet Saint all day, every day. Next to me is Robin.
Robin with the V, filling in for Trine. You can find me at B Stays Busy, and I'll be here next week, too.
Yo.
Yeah, it's your boy Jimmy V. Now, listen, I've been dropping these videos. I need y'all to go see it, okay? So go to my Instagram right now.
Shirt off. Mask off, shirt off, everything off.
Oh, excuse
You've
me.
You've been watching them, but you haven't been liking and commenting. That's the problem. Jimmy V, at Be Your Own Dad. Go do that.
Khalil Boo Boo here on Twitter and Instagram. If you're looking for me, you can find me there. Or watch Better Call Saul. I holla.
This fool.
Still walked in front of the camera. Man, we'll see y'all next week. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.